Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Jnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshulan Militam Jana Tashmai Siddhi Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandiham Sri Gurun Chirita Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastuti Takta Kanchana Gauringi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Prasavana Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Panchakalpataru Vyascha Vipasandhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare By reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 6, The Glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. The truth of Advaita Acharya has been described in two verses. It is said that material nature has two features, namely the material cause and the efficient cause. The efficient causal activities are caused by Mahavishnu, and the material causal activities are caused by another form of Mahavishnu known as Advaita. That Advaita, the superintendent of the cosmic manifestation, has descended in the form of Advaita Acharya to associate with Lord Chaitanya. When he is addressed as the servitor of Lord Chaitanya, his glories are magnified, because already one is invigorated by this mentality of servitorship. One cannot understand the mellows derived from devotional service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. Text 1. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya, And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 5 verses, I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda. Then in the following 2 verses, I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Because he is not different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is a Lord, an incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu performs all the functions for the creation of the universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. That Purusha creates, that Purusha creates and maintains what is eternal energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastimes. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited forms in which he enters each and every universe. Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary part of that Purusha, and so is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of that Purusha. He, Advaita Acharya, helps in the pastimes of the Purusha, but whose material energy and by whose will he creates innumerable universes. Being a servitor, being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, is an acharya or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the persons of Lord Vishnu is also, or Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. The rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living being from conditioned life become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities or impersonal liberation. Bewildered by the spell of material energy, however, persons who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is not different from Lord Vishnu, from Vishnu, wanted to follow him with their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune, directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu are one and the same, because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu as the causal incarnation or Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular creation. He is a supply agent or ingredient in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about and glorifies him becomes glorified himself. For such activities, free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge, one can attain the highest stage of perfection. Hare Krishna. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Ramai, and he said, "Go and bring me Advaita Acharya." Ramai did not know Advaita's house in Santipur. Somehow or other, by the direction of Providence, he got to Advaita Acharya's house. As soon as Advaita Acharya saw Ramai, he said, "Tell me, which scripture says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared in Navadvip? Which scripture says that? You are a bandit. So tell me. I want to hear." Ramai simply smiled, understanding the personality of Advaita Acharya. He knew he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. And he is not in ignorance. Asking this question, Ramai simply smiled and remained silent. Advaita Acharya, looking at Ramai, said, "What did the Lord ask you to come and do here? What did the Lord ask you to come and do here? What did he say you should tell me?" Ramai said, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked me to come and tell you that the person whom you fasted for long, the person whom you cried for and prayed to for years, that same person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has appeared and he wants you to come immediately." Advaita Acharya, he danced in ecstasy and fell unconscious. She got on the tie. Advaita Acharya fell unconscious. Just to hear Then the Lord is calling for him. Advaita was very happy. When he regained consciousness, after some time he regained consciousness. Advaita Acharya called his wife, Sita Thakurani. Get everything ready for the worship of the Lord. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also told Ramai, tell Advaita he should come here with every paraphernalia for my worship. Tell him I have come by his invitation. I was simply sleeping in the ocean of milk peacefully. But Advaita Acharya was so powerful that his loud call forced me to come here. Tell him he should come immediately. So Advaita Acharya was very happy. So immediately, Sita Thakurani, she collected incense, wonderful, beautiful garland flowers, scented oils, camphor, frankincense, and every necessary item for worship. And with his wife and his son, Achyutananda, and then Ramai, they journeyed to Navadvip. As soon as they got there, Advaita Acharya said, don't tell the Lord that I have come. Just go alone, but don't tell him I have come. If he is my Supreme Lord, let him come here. Let him come here and showed himself to me. If he is the Supreme Lord, my Lord, which I call for, let him come here. So Ramai went to Siva's house. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew Advaita Acharya has come to Navadvip. Therefore, he called for all the devotees to appear. He didn't call them by telephone. He didn't telephone the devotees to come, but he called all of the devotees from the heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, they understood themselves from the heart. They all appeared. All of the devotees appeared in the house of Srivas Pandit. When the Lord saw that all the devotees have appeared, have gathered, himself he came. When the Lord came, devotees saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very grave and silent. So devotees were so very silent, not knowing what to do. Everybody was silent. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and sat on the seat of Vishnu in the altar. Understanding his mind, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came with umbrella and placed on his head. Also, Gadadhara Pandit knows the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He brought all the paraphernalia and started the worship, and all the devotees joined the worship. And seeing Ramai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to him. Nada has come. Nada has come. And he has asked you to come and test me. Go and bring him here immediately. I know he is in the house of Nandanacharya. Go and tell him to come here. Ramai was so happy. And he went back and told Advaita, the Lord is calling for you. Please, let us go. Advaita Acharya was so happy to hear this. That yes, the Lord whom he called for has come, and he knows his mind. Advaita Acharya appeared when he came to the house of Srivas. He saw the four-headed Lord Brahma. He saw the five-headed Lord Shiva. He saw the six-headed Kartikeya. He saw Narada Muni. And he saw Sukadeva Goswami. They were fully engaged in chanting hymns and prayers to glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw all the demigods, including their wives. And Advaita Acharya, he saw Mother Ganga sitting on the chariot. And on the land, there was no space on the land. There was no space in the sky. Both the land and the sky was full, completely shoulder to shoulder, with devotees who were worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya smiled. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Advaita Acharya, you are so compassionate, you are so merciful that you could not tolerate the misery, the suffering of living entities, so you called for me. I have come here. Now, perform your puja." Immediately upon hearing this, there was no space on the land. There was no space in the sky. How did Advaita Acharya go to the Lord? No space. How did he get his space? There was no space. When Advaita Acharya came, he saw that both the land were full with people. In the sky was full of people. No single space. But how did he get his space to perform his puja? Huh? How did he get the space? Was standing on people's feet? That is the mystery of spirituality. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, "The love of God has expanded to the limit. There's no more room for expansion, but still, there was expansion." Similarly, although there was no space for Advaita Acharya to enter, he created the space to enter comfortably to perform his puja. Therefore, he first of all washed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he massaged the feet with scented oils. He dipped manjaris inside sandalwood paste and placed them very gently on the lotus feet of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the other devotees, they all performed their puja. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy with the worship of Advaita Acharya. And after this, Advaita Acharya fell flat to offer his respectful obeisances. While he is offering obeisances, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his lotus feet and placed them on the head of Advaita Acharya. Seeing this, all the devotees present, they fell unconscious. Everybody fell unconscious. Some were rolling on the ground. Some were crying. Some were embracing each other. And some were slapping each other in ecstasy of pure love from Godhead. Advaita Acharya cried. And he said, "All my desires are fulfilled. All the desires I had are all fulfilled by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, my life as a human being is successful. My birth and activities are all auspicious. They have yielded the result. The purpose of my existence is now fulfilled. Well, the daughter Chara stood up after some time. Sita Mahaprabhu said, "Advaita, I want to see you dance. I want to see you dance." Immediately upon hearing the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I want to see Acharya dance," Advaita Acharya started dancing. He was dancing. And sometimes he will go very high up and sometimes he will come down. If you do that, you break your limbs. But Advaita Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the limbs were not broken. Even when Satchimata saw that, "Oh, my son!" It was not just falling. It was hit to the ground. The ground would break, but their body would not break. And sometimes a daughter will spin around. No one can understand how he was able to do that, but he was doing it. And only another Prabhu smiled. And Advaita Acharya, he saw Nityananda smiling. Advaita said, "Yes, for so long I was looking for where you have been. I could not trace your whereabouts. But today, I'm very, very fortunate to have seen you. Now, don't go anywhere. If you try, I will tie you up." And then he continued his dancing. After dancing for some time, Sri Chaitanya will say, "Yes, Advaita, now you can sit down." Advaita, who was so restless, became very, very peaceful and sober, as if he has no single strength in his body. So Chaitanya will say, "Advaita, please, I came here because of you. You called for me. Now I am going to distribute pure love of Godhead, which Lord Brahma has been meditating and desiring. Lord Shiva has been desiring. That very holy name, I will distribute it indiscriminately. Everybody will have it. I have come here to make the world dance in the ecstasy of chanting the holy name. So ask me for a benediction. I'm ready to give it to you." Advaita Acharya said, "All my desires has already been fulfilled. I have nothing to ask of you." A devotee has nothing to ask from Krishna. Because devotees and Krishna, they are not businessmen. They are not. Therefore, they have nothing to ask from each other. But devotional service only. So each time I was asking Advaita, "Ask me for boon." Advaita said, "I have nothing to ask from you. There's nothing. You have already fulfilled all my desires." By the potency of devotional service of a devotee, all his desires are automatically fulfilled. A devotee has nothing to ask from Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Advaita, ask me. a boon. I'm going to dispute the holy name freely. But I want you to ask me for a benediction. Adwaita Acharya said, yes, now I have something to ask from you. Chaitanya said, yes, tell me. Adwaita Acharya said, my dear Lord, as you are going to distribute the holy name, please give it to the women also. Chaitanya said, yes, why not? Give it to the Sudras, the Mlechas, the Yavanas, give your holy name to them also. Let them chant. Yes, that is why I'm sitting here. It's a holy name. But is the desire of Adwaita Acharya, the compassion, the love of Adwaita Acharya, that is making the whole world dancing a kirtan of the holy name. That's the compassionate nature of Adwaita Acharya. That I'm sitting here. That is the causeless mercy of Adwaita Acharya. He specifically asks, give the holy name to the women, give the holy name to the Sudras, give to the Mlechas, the Yavana, give your name to them. But Chaitanya will say, yes, I'm going to do that. He says, yes, I say, have one more. I still have one more. Those who are very proud of their beauty. Those who are very proud of their wealth. Those who are very proud of their scholarship and their family. And those who have no respect for their devotees, please don't give them prema. Leave them to suffer in hell. But Chaitanya will roar the next, yes, let it be as you said. Let it be as you said. I will not give it to them. Let them suffer in hell. Adwaita Acharya, he called the Lord to come. Out of compassion. Sri Chaitanya already told him, you could not tolerate the sufferings or the misery of the material world, the living entities. You called for me to come. I'm here. Well, look at the benediction he's asking from the Lord. The Sudras, the women, Yavanas, low class people, give them a pure name. But those who are very proud of their material qualifications and have no respect for devotees, don't give them prema. Let them suffer in hell. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy to hear this from Adwaita Acharya. Why is he asking for this? Adwaita Acharya is teaching us these four things are disqualifications for pure devotional service, pure love of Godhead. They're disqualifications. These are terrible contaminations that the devotee should try his or her best to keep them far away. Contaminations that would block a devotee from getting pure love of Godhead. Adwaita Acharya is teaching devotees should try to keep away from contaminations. And maintain genuine humility. Genuine humility. Make anyone become qualified for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he asked, and the Lord was very happy, I will fulfill your desires. So Advaita was happy. Making the Lord to come to give opportunity to the devotees is the causeless mystery of Advaita Acharya. A devotional service is easily performed in Kali Yuga as the mercy of Advaita Acharya. He brought the Lord here to dispute this. And after bringing the Lord, he also teaching us how we can approach this process for success. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. I will fulfill your desire. Not just accepting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shouted for the whole world to understand that the benediction asked from Advaita Acharya is wonderful. I said, be careful with that. In this way, Advaita Acharya, he came to this material world and caused the living entities to become very fortunate. And that fortune is expanding by the presence of the International Society for Christian Consciousness, established by His Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Advaita Acharya Goswami ki. Any comments or questions? Yes. Have you waiting?
He said there's four contaminations. I think one is wealth, the other one is beauty, but the other two I don't know.
Those who are proud of their beauty, proud of their wealth, proud of their education, and coming from a high respectable family, aristocratic family. These are contaminations. Advaita Acharya said we should be careful with all these contaminations and keep them far away from us. In other words, he's requesting us to be humble so we can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that humility. So Advaita expanded that. He knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching that. He expanded it. Or he make it easy for us to understand. Humility, what does it mean? To be careful with these four things. Not pride. Yes, Prabhu.
If you look at our society, the international society of Krishna consciousness, and these four or five principles of education, you see people who are highly educated in this system, people who have learned to see them in this system, and people who are so famous to see them in this system, and people who are beautiful, but then you see them in this system.
A devotees who have these qualities, these qualifications, devotees who have beautiful, handsome, devotees in general are very good. That beautiful because of their Christian consciousness. All devotees, except non-devotees like us, but all devotees, they are beautiful, handsome people. But they don't see it because of their devotional practice. They don't see it, right? That is why you see all the biggest scholars in this call, they were washing plate and toilet. Is it not? All the big gurus in this cone, or positions in this cone, or scholars in this con, they have washed plates and pots for years in this movement. They have washed toilet for years in this movement. Why? They didn't see their material position. They didn't see it. Therefore, they could do that. Those who are seen that will never do these menial activities. So devotee doesn't see. And the devotee who is seeing is having problem already. Any devotee who is seeing his or her beauty or handsomeness is already having problem. But devotees who are devotees will not see. Therefore, they have no problems. But Krishna consciousness. Yes, Lord. Holding hand before you, Prabhu, that is not humility. Because I'm going to chastise you very soon. After calling you Prabhu, I'm going to chastise you the next minute. How is that humility? How can you chastise Prabhu? Prabhu means what? You're my master. How can a servant chastise the master? So we call each other Prabhu, Prabhu. The next minute we are chastising and harassing and getting angry and envious of your Prabhu. How is that humility? It's external. So humility is beyond the rituals which we do by folding hands before. That is not humility. Genuine humility is different. Genuine humility comes from the heart. I have a full respect for you. I have a full respect. Therefore, I will treat you kindly. That is genuine humility. You treat everyone kindly, irrespective of who the person is. That is genuine humility. And that is required for a devotee who wants to make advancement. Not just the external rituals. Of course, it is good because everything has a beginning, so we have to begin from there. And gradually, it will affect the heart if you make progress in doing that. But that is the beginning. Genuine humility. It means that one is very bold and submissive. To be bold is not arrogance. Boldness is not arrogance. To be bold and submissive is genuine humility. Because one is ready to tell the truth to any person without pride when it is necessary. That is genuine humility. Right? Last question.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
How to be free from pride?
Huh?
How to be free from pride?
How to be free from pride. Okay. How to be free. Yes? I understand. How to be free from pride. It's pride. Yes. To be free from pride, we should ask the scripture who we are. And the scripture already told us, what is the size of a living entity? What is the size? Living entity? Huh? What is the size? A living entity? So when the scripture say, 120,000, what is the scripture saying? What is it? What is the meaning of that? Too insignificant that you cannot do it. You cannot see it. Too insignificant. That's the main point. Can anyone do that? A tip of a hair, you cut into 100 parts and take one part and cut it. Can you even do that? Even cut the hair and cut into 100 parts? So the scripture is saying that we are too insignificant. We should hear it theoretically and should try devotionally by acting as a menial servant. Menial servant. Menial servant, proper say in Bhagavad Gita, like you are nothing. That is how we can become free. When we know who we are. Every one of us, you think, what is your height? What is your height? What is your height?
5'7".
5'7". 5?
7.
5'7". You see, what is the question? What is the question to you?
What is my height?
So who is you? So who is you? Right? The question is your body, and the answer also is your body. So this is what we think. 5.7. That is me. But we are not 5.7. That is the body. So we are looking at the body which we carry and think so a mighty Brahma. Forehead. And small baby Krishna. So is he God or me? God? Who is God among us? It's a difficulty, the contamination is ignorance. So we need knowledge to understand who we are. So those who have knowledge, they are also naturally humble. Ignorance will make one proud. Knowledge makes one humble. Not a gyani. Gyanis are not humble. Bhaktivedantas are humble because their knowledge is full of devotion. Therefore, they understand our size. So pure devotees are naturally humble because they know us who we are. Not philosophically, but realistically. They understand that. Therefore, they are naturally humble. Shri Advaita Charya Goswami ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Prema Anande, all glories assemble devotees. Yeah.